keva. So the Gemara asks, what's pshat hani Yisrael chayam akev echidami? If they gave it to the father before he died, pshita, of course the b'chor gets pishnai mein hadi. Delo yasi liyad liyad davuan. And if the father didn't get it, so it's they only gave it to the children after the father died. So it's roi. So ein b'chor natal b'roi kemamuchsak. So the Gemara says no. The Bryce is telling us a chiddush. Achma askinon. The father was a makori kahuna, and the Gemara and Tosis points out. We always treat makori kuhuna as if he already has it. And the chiddush in the braisa is, it's a double chiddush. There's a din of makori kuhuna, that we know from a lot of gemaras. And over here, the assumption is, they gave the father the behemah after they shechted it, but before they separated, before they took out the zwala chayam hakeva. Because Sovan, the Bryce is telling him, that's a machloikis hatanoim, another mesichta, so that's what the Bryce is telling us over here. So these two topics are very famous Shas topics. The topic of Makori Kuhuna, how does it work? And the topic of Matana Shalahurma. So Makori Kuhuna, there's a very strong tshuva by Rabbi Tzela Peterburg, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, he was the most outstanding Talmud of Rabbi Sol Salanter in learning. He was the one who was Mefarsim, the whole sheet of Musa from Rabbi Sol Salanter. So he has a very strong Shuvis, pre Yitzchak, and Chelek Aleph, Simen Memtes. He has a few Simonim on the topic. Chelek Aleph, Simen Memtes, he points out that there's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. How does Makori Kuhuna work? So the Tosfos over here says, Bechol Duchto Ovid Makori Kuhuna Kimuchzok. And the explanation is behind the timer, Shiza Matana Muetis, Vasa Lachsa Boy. Matana Muetis is a Gemara in Bob Mitzia Daf Nem Tes Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says, by Matana Muetis, you're not allowed to back out. If you're backed out, he can't sue you in Bezin. He can't. I promised I'm going to give you $5. It's not $1,000, but I promise I'm going to give you $1,000. For sure I can back out. My problem is going to give you $5. Not proper to back out. But if I backed out, you can't have any tarumas against me. But since l'chatchila, it's also to back out by matana muetis. And whenever the person has trumas and maisvas, or he has rola chayam akeva, he has to give it away to someone else. All he has is tovus anah. So tovus considers tovus anah is a form of matana muetis. That's what it says there in the Gemara. The Gemara says, a Yisrael promises a Levi, I'm going to give you the Maiserishin that I have. So the Levi has a ton of other Maiserishin. So the Gemara says, even though the Maiserishin wasn't yet handed over to the Levi can already use that Maiserishin that the Yisrael promised to give him. He has a bushel at home. The Yisrael has a few bushels of Maiserishin at home. He promises to give it to Levi Pliny. So the Levi can already use that Maiserishin to be Mafresh Maiser Man HaMaiser on the Maiserishin that he has at home. It's Mamish, not his. So the answer is, Matana Muetis, since it's not proper to back out, so it's considered as if it's Shaloi. It's a Kinyan Shanitan Lechazara. Usually whenever you make a Kinyan, you can't back out. So here, Matana Muetis is a Din, even though you can back out. But Kozman, you didn't back out, it's considered as if it's Kane to him. So that's what Tosfos learned. So Makori Kuhuna is, since everybody knows, and in this family, we always give the truma to this coin, we always give, my brother-in-law is a coin, we always give the truma to the coin, or we always give the Maiserishin to the lady. So even though I didn't promise him, Makori Kuhuna is considered as if I promised him, and if I would have promised him, it would have been a Matana Muetis, also Lachsabai, so that's considered a Kenyan, so it's considered Kanilo. So that's our Gemara's also. Makori Kuhuna is considered as if it's Kanela. Rashi in Gittin Daf Laman Amadal, that's what Tosfos quotes. Gittin Daf Laman, the Gemara quotes this din of Makori Kuhuna. So Rashi there gives a different explanation. Rashi says, whenever you have truma, it belongs to Shevet Kuhuna. When you mafresh the truma, that's Rambam quotes the Gemara, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma samaisis on Shabbos for two reasons that Rambam quotes. It's based on the Gemara and Beitza and Daf Yud. So one reason is that it's misakan mana. The food is also b'achilah till yamafresh. So that's misakan mana. It's only misakan mana midirabbanim. It's not misakan mana in the Torah. The Mishnah said b'feirush ein magbim trumas amaisis is an isa dirabbanim. Why isn't it misakan mana in the Torah? So some achronim want to say because misakan mana. The word mana means a kli. Here you misakin doichlim. Others disagree that there could be a misakin mana deraisa by yochlim also, but it's a different reason why. It's only misakin mana based on halacha, the dinim of tevel. As far as a goy is concerned, the food is perfectly edible. So that's why it's not misakin mana deraisa. It's only a tikkun in halacha, it's not a tikkun in mitzias. But the Mishnah says it's only misakin mana midrabbanan. But then the Gemara says, even if it's chavos chutzlor, it's at the dinim seichel b'holach v'akach mafrish, so you may eat it already now. So maybe it's not called Misakin Mana. So the Rambam understood in the Gemara. But there's another reason why it's also that it's Mekach HaMemkar. Because the moment that you mafrish Chala belongs to the Shevet Kuna, the moment you mafrish Truma Gdoila, already belongs to Shevet Kuna. When you mafrish Maiserishan, it belongs to the Shevet Leviya. And when you, the minute you shech the Behema, even before you gave over the Zerah L'Chayim HaKeva, it already belongs to the Shevet Kuna. So Rashi says, who is the Shevet Kuna? All the Kohanim who live in the world, all over the place. So if there's a Makori Kuhuna, everybody in the neighborhood knows that it's going to go to my brother-in-law. We always give him the Truma. We always give the slavey the Maaser Rishon. So since everybody knows it's going to go, it's public knowledge, the Truma is going to go to that particular Kohan. All the other Kohanim are Misyayish from it, or the Misyayich Das from getting it. So we consider it as if Shevet Kuhuna only has one member, that one person, that Makori Kuhuna. That's where Rashi writes. So Abitzala Peterburger in his Tshuva tries to discuss maybe the Nafkeminus Ladina between Rashi's explanation and Tosa's explanation. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said that they called him up with a shaila that we're going to have a pidyon haben, and the Kohen who is supposed to come to do the pidyon haben was stuck in traffic. And he said he's going to come an hour late. And the people, who has time to wait for an hour? So they called up Rabbi Soloveitchik. He said, okay, if they get a different kohen. So he said, no, it's a dinah makari kuna that aswara that you're not yotze even b'riyevet. That's what he said. So there's a famous Jewish Rabbi Kivega. Jewish Rabbi Kivega is in Siman Reish Gimel. In the first volume of Jewish Rabbi Kivega, Rabbi Kivega writes that he doesn't think that the dinah makari kuna applies to the pidyon haben. It only applies when you have a bien. When you are mafresh truma, it belongs to Shevet Kuhuna. When you're mafresh Maaser Rishon, it belongs to Shevet Leviya. When you're mafresh Chala, it belongs to the Kohanim. So then Rashi says, all the other Kohanim are Messiah, the Messiah Das from it. So the whole Shevet Kuhuna consists of one person. But by pidyon haben, even if you set aside $5, there's no Chal Hashem Hafrosha on the money from the pidyon haben. You can always switch the money later on. The minute you set aside the money, it doesn't belong to the Shevet Kuhuna yet. You have to give it over. So Kol Zman, there's no bien, that's what Rabbi Kivega says. Since there's no bien, so the whole din of Makori Kuhuna doesn't apply over there. So some on a dingzach can say, but according to Tosa's explanation, maybe it still does apply. So that's the Pri Yitzchok talk. He doesn't talk explicitly about pidyon haben, but he says maybe there are possible nafkaminas adina between Rashi's explanation and Tosa's explanation. Two different pshat on why Makori Kuhuna works. The second din, Matana Shel Ahurmu, that's a big, a much bigger topic, and there are quite a few Gemaras on this topic. So one Gemara is in Makkos, Dav Chof, Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a din of Kaltuhu Mechitzas. There's a din of Mechitza Liklot. When you bring Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, there's a din midrabbana mechitza liklot, mechitza lechol, that you can only eat maaser sheni Yerushalayim. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Asuch alecha b'sherecha, maaser digonach b'sherecha b'sherecha. That's mechitza lechol. But mechitza liklot is midrabbana. The Gemara says there in Makkos, and it has two parts to it. Number one, once the maaser sheni was brought into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim. And number two, even if you did take it out, when the maaser sheni is in Yerushalayim, you can't be paided. So once it was brought into Yerushalayim, even if you did take it out, Shaloi Kedin, you're not allowed to take it out. Even if you did take it out, it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. So that's the original Gemara, Mechitza Lechol Deraisa, Mechitza Likla Derabon. So now the Gemara has a Shaila. What if a person is driving his truck and he has Paris? He has Paris on the truck that 100% Tevel. And the truck drives through Yerushalayim and it goes out. So is the Mechitza of Yerushalayim Koilet the Maaser Sheni Shabbo? You weren't mafresh the Maaser Sheni yet. It's Matana Shaloi Hormo. I wasn't mafresh it yet. So that's the Machloikas HaTanaim and the Mishnah in Maseches Maaser Sheni. And the Rambam Paskins that There is a din. Matana shalohur makimishu humra damyan. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Mishami and Misila about the details of the din. But we paskin the matana shalohur makimishu humra damyan. Even though it's tevil, I wasn't mafrish the maisa sheni yet. I say mechitza likloy. So that's it. That's one gemara. That's one gemara. Then there's another gemara in Kiddushin. On Daf Nun Ches, the last line on Amud Aleph going over Tomid Beis. Let's say there's a Kohen who has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, and he has a lot of payers, so he's Mafrish Truma, and Mafrish Preservation. So he doesn't have to give the Truma to a different Kohen, he has a right to keep the Truma for himself. So let's say the Kohen who has the farm was not yet Mafrish the Truma, he has Tevel, and then he dies, and he only has a daughter, and the payers go, and the daughter is married to a Yisrael, and so let's say the grandson yarshins the payers, the daughter yarshins the payers, and she's married to Yisrael, so she's not allowed to eat truma, and let's say the daughter is not alive, so the grandson gets it. So does the grandson have the right to keep the truma for himself, or does he have to give it away to a different kohen? So the Gemara says, since we say la halacha that matana shalohur mukimishu hurma damyan, so it's considered as if the grandfather, the kohen, the owner of the farm, even though he was never mafresh the truma yet, he died before he was mafresh it. He only made it into tevel, so it's considered as if he already had the truma gedayla. And if a kohen has truma gedayla, does not mechuyev to give it to someone else. When he dies, his yorshim, his grandson, Ben Bito, who's a Yisrael, has the right to keep the truma. He can't eat it, he can sell it to a kohen. He doesn't have to give it away for nothing. So how do you understand this din? The Gemara has him in a gear to Matana Shalohur Mekimishu Humid Damya that Mechitza is Kolek, Mechitza Likloy. And the Gemara has him in a gear to Yerusha that the grandson doesn't have to give away the Truma to someone else. So there seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam how to understand this din, Matana Shalohur. The Tosfos, with the Tosfos in Sochem Lamed Ches, Omer Aleph has a comment that you're not yotze with an esrog shel tevel on the first 2 days of Sukkot because you need shalachem, and if the esrog is tevel, so you have to have a whole esrog. The whole esrog has to belong. You need shalachem. The whole esrog has to belong to me. So since we say matana shalohur mukemisha humer damyan, so there's a certain percentage of the esrog that belongs to shevet kohuna. There's a certain percent that belongs to the Levim, Shevet Leviyah. And then let's say it's a Maisa Sheni year, so the Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavaya. So a certain percentage of the Esrog doesn't belong to me. So it's no good because you need the whole Esrog has to belong to you. So Tosfos seems to have understood it literally. Matana Shalohur, Mekimishu Humer Dam. Whenever you have Tevel, it's not that when you're Mafrish Truma, you're creating the Truma, when you're Mafrish Maisa Rishon, when you're Mafrish Maisa Sheni, you're creating it. It's as if the Gemara has a Lashon in another place, Truma Psichade. When you have Tevel, the Truma is mixed in over there. So Tosfos understands it kibshuto. Tosfos understands it literally. It's considered as if part of it is Truma. And when you're Kari Hashem Truma, you're not creating the Truma, you're just being Mevar where the Truma is. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel has a discussion, he has a Sefer Asvan Deraisis and Klal Beis. He discusses the din in the Gemara in the Dor. There's a din of Hatvasa by the Dor. That's one of the many differences between Neder and Shvuah, because Neder is an Issa Chavtza, so I have to have Hatvasa. So let's say I took a Neder, the doctor said I have to lose weight. So I took a Neder, I'm not going to eat potato chips. Then the doctor, so I say, all the potato chips should be Asa Bachina. Then the doctor said, that's not enough. If you're going to eat cookies, so it's no good. So I say, the cookies should be like the potato chips. Zekoze. Then he said, you're going to eat ice cream, is no good. So I say, the ice cream should be the same as the cookies. So that's called hatfasa, zekoze. So the Gemara says, zekoze is only valid. Hatfasa is based on sukim. If you matvis bedova hanodur, I took a neder, asering the potato chips, I can say on the cookies, zekoze. I can say on the ice cream, zekoze. Let's say I'm going to take chazer, and I'm going to say on the cookie, zekoze. So that's called dover ha'osar. So hatfasa b'dover ha'osar is no good. It's not a valid hatfasa. The neder is not binding. Only hatfasa b'dover ha'noder. So what if a person says, harei zeke truma, or he has truma in front of him? He's not a kohen. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not a kohen. I'm not allowed to eat truma. So I say, the ice cream should be like the truma. Zekoze. And the cookie should be like the truma. So the Mishnah says, if you say Khala Sahar and a kid Trumasai, this should be like Khala, this should be like Truma, that's also bizarre. That's not a valid hatfos. The old Rishonim ask, why not? But the Truma doesn't happen by itself. You have to be Koreshem Truma. Yeah. You create the Truma. Are they deeper? It's a din of hafloa. We pass it in Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon is not happy about the Pesach. There's a machloik in Satanoim. There's a din of mufla samach liyish. A year, the way we assume, a year before bar mitzvah, a year before bas mitzvah. So if the child knows Yadei L'shem Yinod, L'shem Yehigdish, so the neder is binding. So that the original din is by ish. Isha Isha Kiafli Linda Ned and Nozan Ha'azal Hashem. That's Kiafli is Mufla Samach Liish. A year before Bar Mitzvah, the door of Nevdokim, if he knows what he's talking about, so it's binding. Machlaikas Hatanoim and a Machlaikas in the Gemara and a Machlaikas the Ramam and the Ravid, whether the din of Mufla Samach Liish is a din the Raisa or a din the Rabban, but there is such a din. So the. In the Mishnayis and Trumas, there's a Machlekes HaTanai, where the Mufla Samach Liish can be Mafrish Truma. We pass on Shulchan Aruch that he can, because Truma is Chal HaYidei HaFloa. Just like a Neder is. Neder and Naziris and Hekdeshes and Haram and Anerchon, all of this is in Yoni HaFloa. The Ramam has 14 Svarim, and in the Mishnah Torah it's called the Yara HaZoka. We give it the nickname, because it has Yud Dalet Svarim. Mada, Habas, Manim, and so on. So one of the Svarim is Sefer HaFloa. Sefer HaFloa is all the Dorman and Zeus and Shvus and Gdeshes Vacharaman and Hafrashas Trumas and Mises. Also, like they have law. That's why in Shulchan Aruch we pass from like that Tana, that the Mufalach Samaliyish can be Mafrash Trumas and Mises. So this is the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. If you say, Hareze ke Truma, and I'm not a Kohen, so I'm not allowed to eat Truma, but Truma is Chalai de Haflor. So it is a Dover Hanodr. So why does the Mishnah say, I treat Truma, Chalasan ke Trumasai, is called Hatfos of Dover Hos? So the Rishonim have four different terutzim on this. Rav Soloveitchik said over from his father a different teretz, and he gave a whole beard that all the Rishonim are saying the same thing as he said. They're all just giving rais. Okay, that was he had a shtickle terah. But the Rishonim get different answers. So the Tosfos and the Rosh is printed on the Dorim, it's printed on the side of the page, the Pirush Rosh, not the Piskei Rosh in the back, the Pirush Rosh. So the Tosfos and the Rosh in two different places in the beginning of the Dorim, they seem to give the same answer. That when you are mafresh truma, you're not creating the shem truma. The truma psicha beidigma, the truma is already there. From the minute that it became tevel, the truma is mixed in. When you occur a shem truma, you're just being mevara, which part is the truma, which part is not the truma. But you don't create the chala shem truma. When you mafresh chala, when you mafresh maisa sheni, you're not creating the shem. Everything is there already. That's matana shel hurma. Kemisha hurma dam tesis seems to have understood it literally. The other Rishonim don't give that answer. The Rambam gives a different answer. The Rambam says that a Dover HaNodr means something that I volunteered. I took a neder not to eat potato chips. Nobody forced me. The doctor said, if you know what's good for you, you better lose weight. So I took a neder. I wasn't mechuyav al pi din to. So if I volunteered, that's called a Dover HaNodr. Masheni came truma, you mechuyav to be mafresh truma. So that's called Dover HaOsa. That's not called Dover HaNodr, because he didn't volunteer. I think Mara says, if I say this should be like a korban chatos, so that's a good hatfas of a dover hanoder. Chatos is not bobin edem in a dover. Chatos you mechuyev to bring. This should be like a chatos, like an osham. So why is that a dover hanoder? So the Rambam understood a Gemara like this, a fantastic kiddush. He says because a nazir, whose mekabel nazir is. Mekabalat himself, not the Shlosha Mina Masur Menozer, Tuma Tiklachas in Yain, so he's Mekabal that when he says Hareni Nozer, implicit is the Isa Tuma Tiklachas in Yain, and implicit also is that he's going to bring the Karbonis at the end. It's not that he's Mekabal Naziris, and then the Torah says whoever is a Nozer is Mechayiv to bring Karbonis at the end of the Malos. It's considered as if his Kabbalah is Mechayiv him to bring the Karbon later on. Rav Soloveitchik brought a whole bunch of rayas to that. One of the simple rayas is that Rashi on Chumash quotes that Sifrei, on the Pasuk, it says by the Nazir at the end of this man, he brings the oilus. What does that phrase mean? So Rashi says, if a person says, Hareni Nazir, Amanasha Avi, 20 oilus and 20 shlomims, then the halacha says he has to bring all 20 shlamim and all 20 oilas. You can take a neder, whatever you want. No, from Rashi, it's mashma that all 20 oilas and all 20 shlamims al karbanas ha-nazir. So it only makes sense if you say that the chiyuv of the nazir to bring karbanas at the end of this man, the mechayiv of that is not the completion of the nazir. Mechayiv is the neder that he took. So if he takes a neder, he says, amana shaving 20 oilas and 20 shlamim, then the neder is mechayiv him more. There's one opinion in the Tanoim that all the korbanos on Yaakov, we don't pass him like that. He's not allowed to shave, not allowed to take a tiglachas until he brings all the korbanos. So the Brisker Rav has in his safe on the Rama Masvar that according to that Tana, he has to bring all 20 oilas and all 20 shlamim in order to be mutter, to be ayin of a tumma of tiglachas, because that's part of the ned in Naziris. So the Rambam says, even if I was Machal Shabbos B'Shoigig and I was Mafish Chatos, that I'm chayiv to be Mafish. But since there's one Chatos in the world that's Bo Bin Adova, I can volunteer Naziris. When you volunteer Naziris, your net in Naziris is Machayiv you in the Chatos later on. So that's why all Chatos in the world are considered Dov HaNadar. So the Rambam gave a different answer. The Rambam says, definition, the reason why Truma is Dov HaNadar. Also, it's not a davar another because it's not voluntary. Truma is never voluntary. Truma, you mechayiv to bring. The other Rishonim gave other answers. So the Baal HaTosis seemed to, the Rosh and the Tosis seemed to give the answer. They understood that matan shalahum kemishu medamin is to be taken literally. That whenever you have tevil, the truma psicha bay literally. The truma is floating around, just that it's not mavura where it is. And when you're Karishem, you're just identifying this is the truma and the rest is not the truma. This is the Maaseh Rishon and this is the Maaseh Sheni and so on. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn like that at all, because the Mishnah quotes a kasha from the Mari Kurkis on the Rambam. Mari Kurkis has a lot of hasogas on the Rambam, because Mishnah quotes them once in a while. Now in the recent and the newer editions of the Rambam, they have the Mari Kurkis printed on the side of the page. There's much more than what the Kesem Mishnah quotes. So the Gemara says, there's a Machlag Zameh Reb Yudah, the Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoy, Maaseh Sheni Mama Bailam. And this is usually Reb Meir Reb Yudah, Halachik Reb Yudah, and this is an exception to the rule that Din is like Reb Meir, the Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoy. That's the Gemara, the end of the second parak in Kedushin. They really pass like Reb Meir, Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoy. So because Mama Gavoy, therefore what? So the Gemara says he can't sell Maaseh Sheni. What about giving the Matana? Is that also a violation if it's Mama Gavoya? So you can't give it Matana. So the Yerushalmi says that depends on the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Matana can mecher or not. There's a Machlokes, there's a din in the Chumash that if I sell as Dei Achuza in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the person who has it now has to give it back to me. What if I didn't sell it then? What if I gave him the Dei Achuza b'Matana? You say Matana can mecher and you get it back or not? So that's a machloikas hatoran. We pass a matonik emecher. So therefore, the Yerushalmi says, just like he can't sell Maaseh Sheni, because Maaseh Sheni Mangama, so he can't give it but matana either. So the Mari Kurkis is bothered with Akasha. The Rambam quotes a lot of times, the Gemara has a case, I have tevil and I give it to you. I sell it to you, I give it to you. The Gemara talks about selling tevil, giving tevil to someone else. But according to the Rambam, who paskin, we paskin, matana shel dehurma kemishu humra damyan. So the Maaseh Sheni, the Truma Gedola, he doesn't ask, Truma Gedola doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the Shevet Kehuna. The Maaseh Rishon doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the Levim. He asked on the Maaseh Sheni, the Mari Kurkis doesn't ask on Truma Gedola, Maaseh Rishon, I don't know why. He's only bothered on Maaseh Sheni, since Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, so he can't sell it, he can't give it matana, but it says all over Shas. People are selling tevil to the other person. People are giving tevil to the other person. So if Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, how can you sell all the tevil? That's the Mari Kurkis' kasha. So he says the Rambam understood pshat and the Gemara in Kiddushin that the Gemara says you can sell tevil, you can give tevil to matana. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that brisa goes with the shita that matana shel dehurma lav kemishu humra damya. But the way we paskin kemishu humra damyan, then you can sell tevil, and you can give away the tevil to somebody else. So that's his kasha against the Rambam. So the Mari Kurkis says, apparently the Rambam understood the Gemara to say that in this case, all the Tanoim agree. There never was a machloikis in this case. Nobody's going to say, Matana Shalom, Kamishna Umar Damyan, when they get to this, that the Trumagdala, I can't give Teva, but Matana, because the Trumagdala already belongs to the Kohanim. That Taisa said, Beferish, yes, like that. Taisa said, the Esrig, Shal Tevel is no good on the first 2 days of Sukkot because you need Shalachem. And the 2% belongs to the 2% of Trimagdala belongs to the Kohanim, and the 10% of the Ma'aser Rishon belongs to the Levim, and the 9% of the Ma'aser Sheni is Ma'aser Sheni Mam Gavoya. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam Beferish not so. So the Rambam seems to have understood the whole Gemara differently. How did the Rambam understand? So it's interesting when the Rambam quotes the din from the Gemara of in Makkas about Kol Tu Mechitzes, the truck carrying all of the Tevel went through Yerushalayim, and then it went out of Yerushalayim, went somewhere else. So we say, Kol Tu Mechitzes, and the Ma'aser Sheni Shebo, you're not allowed to, the truck driver wasn't allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and even though he left, he can't be paid at that Ma'aser Sheni. Once Ma'aser Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim, he said, Kol Tu Mechitzes Midrabbanan, and it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon. So the Rambam says, what if I have this whole truckload of Tevel, I take it somewhere else, and then I have 100 other truckloads of Tevel, and then I'm going to use the whole truckload of Tevel that went through Yerushalayim, I'm going to use the whole thing to make it Ma'aser Sheni and other truckloads of Tevel. What percentage of the Tevel that went on the truck do you say doesn't lend itself to Pidyon? So the Or Samech points out on that Rambam that that's an Ibai Delev Shita in Yerushalmi. So the Rambam paskins l'chumra that the entire truckload, not only the 9%, when you mafrish Shumagadoli, you give 2%. Then you mafrish 10% Ma'aser Rishon, then you mafrish 9% Ma'aser Sheni. Mafrish 10% of what's left. 10% of what's left is going to be 9%. So not only 9% of the tevel that was on the truck that you say called Tum Mechitzes, on the whole truckload, if you mafrish all the whole truckload is all Ma'aser Sheni, on other tvua that he has in a different location, so the Rambam paskins l'chumra, you can't be paid any of that Ma'aser Sheni. So it's not the way Tosfos understood that every tevel has a certain amount of it is truma psicha bei, Ma'aser Rishon psicha bei, Ma'aser Sheni psicha bei. The Rambam didn't understand like that. The Rambam seems to have understood the din is like this. If you hold matana shalohum kimishu humer dami, what it means is that the din of kaltuhu mechitzis doesn't only apply to ma'aser sheni; it can apply to tevel. If you have tevel that you took in Yerushalayim, I say kaltuhu mechitzis on the tevel, not that the tevel has ma'aser sheni mixed into it. No, when you carry shem truma, you're creating truma yesh me'ayin. And the Rambam gave a different reason why it's not a dover anoda. He didn't go like Tosfos. You're creating it with your hafloah. And with your Kurish Ma'aser Rishon, you're creating Ma'aser Rishon. Your Mafresh Ma'aser, you're creating it. It's not that you're just being Mevar where it is. But the Rambam understood in the Gemara that just like there's a dinner called Tu Mechitzes, if you brought Ma'aser Sheni into Yerushalayim, so that Ma'aser Sheni doesn't lend itself to Pinyon. So if you took Tevel in Yerushalayim, I say called Tu Mechitzes on the Tevel, so that any Ma'aser Sheni that'll be Hufresh from this Tevel won't lend itself to Pidyon. It's not that the Ma'aser Sheni Shebo is called Tu Mechitza. There is no Ma'aser Sheni Shebo. Till you Kor Hashem, there is, that doesn't exist. The Truma Gedolah doesn't exist, the Ma'aser Sheni doesn't exist. But the Kol Tu Mechitza is Chal on the Tevel. And the same thing, the Gemara by Yerusha, the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Rambam quotes all his dinim. The grandfather was a Kohen. The Kohen had a farm. And then he's... So if he was mafresh truma b'chayiv and then he dies, so the truma, he's not b'chayiv, mafresh truma, not b'chayiv to give it to another kohen, he can keep it for himself. So once he dies and he has a daughter who's married to Yisrael, and they have a grandson who's not a kohen, he's a Yisrael, so of course the grandson gets a birush and he keeps it, it belonged to the grandfather. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, since kol tu mechitzes, so the grandfather... It's considered as if the grandfather had already been mafresh to truma, and it belongs to him, and the grandson can keep it, and he sells it to the kohen. He doesn't have to give it for nothing. So the Rambam did not understand like Tosfos. Even though the grandfather wasn't mafresh, it's considered as if it's there already, and already belongs to the grandfather. No. The Rambam holds, if you look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Maisos, the Rambam writes like this, there is a machlokes ha-tanoim and ksubis in the second part, machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah. Whom do you give Maisa Rishon to? So the Gemara says, b'chof talib mekaymis nikru kahanim levim. The kahanim also belong to Shevet Levi. So sometimes when the Chumash has a din regarding a Levi, sometimes it applies to kahanim and levim, because kahanim belong to Shevet Levi. And sometimes it only applies to levim, it doesn't apply to kahanim. It could be that the chilek is that the kahanim belong to Shevet Levi, but they don't have kedushas Levi. There's such a Gemara by Pidyon HaBen. If this happens, unfortunately, Maisa Mechol Yom, let's say a girl is a Bas Koyen and she marries a Nochri and they have a baby. So the baby is Jewish. So does the baby need Pidyon HaBen? Usually if the mother, let's say a Jewish girl is a Bas Koyen or a Bas Levi, she marries a Yisrael. So if she has a baby, the baby's not Mechol Yom Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara says, Pet Rechman Tol Rechman. Since the mother is a Bas Koyen, a Bas Levi, so you don't need Pidyon HaBen. What if the Kohenes or the Leviya married a Nochri? So the Gemara says, if she's a Leviya and she marries a Nochri, she retains the din of Kedushas Leviya. Even though she's Nibbalah a Nochri, she retains the din of Kedushas Leviya. So the baby who's born is Jewish, baby will not need Pidyon HaBen because Bepet Rechman Tol Rechman. But if she was a Bas Koyen, so she's Nivala Lepasala. So by the time the baby is born, she's already Mechulelis. So then the baby does need Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos has the kasha, but every Bas Koyen is a Bas, she's a Levi also. The Kohanim are Leviim. So why don't you say, even though the Bas Koyen was Nivala Lenochri, and she forfeits, she ruins her, she's Nischalala, she loses the Kedushas Kuna, but say she retains the Kedushas Leviya. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that a Koyen doesn't have Kedushas Levi. He's Shevet Levi, but he doesn't have Kedushas Levi. The Pashtus did two different things. Yerushamech was a Koyen. So he writes in the Meshech Chacham, in one place, there's no such thing as Kedushas Levi. It doesn't exist. There's a Sefer Kedushas Levi. There's no such thing as Kedushas Levi. It's only Shevet Levi. He was a Koyen, so he knocks down all the Levim. But we usually assume there are. There are two things, the Shevet Levi and Kedushas Levi. So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar and Azariah says that min haTorah you can give Maaser Rishon either to a Kohen or to a Levi because all the Kohanim are Levim, they belong to Shevet Levi. And we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that min haTorah you only yotze the mitzvah Maaser Rishon if you give it to a Levi. A Kohen is Shevet Levi, but he doesn't have Kedushas Levi, so you're not yotze. Nonetheless, that's the first halacha. Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, and the Rambam Hilchos Maisos. You want to be yotze if you give the Maaser Rishon to a Levi, you're not yotze if you give to a Kohen. So what if a Kohen has a form, and he's mafresh Truma Gedolah and Maaser Rishon, has to give the Maaser Rishon to another Levi? So the Rambam says no. And it sounds from the Rambam that it's a din min haTorah. It's not a din min the Rabbanan. After they made, the Gemara says, Ezra penalized the Leviim, there was a knas, either that you never give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, or you have the right to give it to a Kohen. Whatever the knas was there. So the Rambam is, so some Rishonim, the Minchas Chinah points at that. The Ritva says that the Kohenim don't have to give away Maaser Rishon. That's only after the knas of Ezra. But on the level of the Raisa, the Kohen is on the title to the Maaser Rishon. So if he has a farm and he's mafresh Maaser Rishon, he has to give it away. He's not yotze if he keeps it. But the Rambam is mashma not so. The Rambam is mashma. It's a din min haTorah. Even though the you're not yotze if you give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen, you're only yotze if you give it to a Levi. That's if you're a Yisrael. You're not yotze if you give it to the Kohen. But if you're the Kohen and you have a farm, there's no chiyuv nesina in the first place. There's no chiyuv nesina to someone else on the ma'aser. There's a chiyuv haprosha to take off the iser teva, but there's no mitzvah of nesina to give it to a Levi. So that's what the Rambam understood over here. Matana shel Humrei k'mishum Humrei Damyan. If the grandfather was a kohen and he has tevel and he died before he did the haprosha, so the Gemara says Matana shel Humrei k'mishum Humrei Damyan. He didn't understand like Tosfos. He considered as if the Maaser Rishon is there and he was already zeichet in it, and if the truma was there and the Maaser Rishon is there, and therefore he can keep everything. The Rambam did not think like that. A Kohen keeps the truma gedolah not because he's a kohen, he can give it to himself. No, he keeps Maaser Rishon also. Even though you're not yotze if you give Maaser Rishon to a kohen. The Ram holds Min HaTorah, you have to give Maaser Rishon dafka to a Levi. They're like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. The Ram holds a din is a kohen who has tevel is mukhiv and afrosh, and not mukhiv to give nesina. There's no chiv nesina, not on the truma, not on the Maaser Rishon. So the din that there's no chiv nesina is chal even on the tevel. That's how the Rambam understood, just like the other din, that kaltul mechitzis is chal on tevel. It's chal on the whole tevel, not just on the ma'aser sheni shebo. The whole tevel doesn't lend itself. If you make the whole tevel, all the tevel on the truck, you use it all to make it into ma'aser sheni, another tevel that he has, so the Rambam paskins like that tzad in the Yerushalmi that you can't be paid any of it, because kaltul mechitzis is chal on the tevel. So here the Rambam learns also, over here, Benegeti Rusha means, since the grandfather died when it was already Tevel, so he didn't have a Chiyav Nesina on the Tevel. Not only is it Chal after the Kohen is Mafrish to Truma Gedolah, he's not Mukhiyav to give. After he's Mafrish to Maisri, he's not Mukhiyav to give. Matanish Alehurma, Kemisha Umyu, these Dinah Machal on the Tevel. If the Tevel is owned initially by a Kohen, he's only a Chiyav HaFrosha, there's no Chiyav Nesina at all. So even after the Kohen died and it goes Birusha to the grandson who's a Yisrael, he's not a Kohen, the grandson gets what the grandfather had. There's a Chiyav HaFrosh, but there's no Chiyav Nesina. He gets the Schus, that the grandfather had a Schus on the table. There wasn't a Chiyav Nesina. So this seems to be a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Tosis, how to understand the nature of this din of Matana Shalom Kemishu Hum Damyan. Our Gemara, Tosis points out, Agamor is talking about Zorah Chayim HaKeva. Zorah Chayim HaKeva, let's say, Ashech the Behema. So, is there an Issa Tevel that you're not allowed to eat the flesh until you take out, let's say, you're Mafrish Chumas Amaisis. You're not allowed to eat the Chulin until you give the Chuma away to the. You can eat it before. You can't eat the Chulin before you Mafrish the Chumas Amaisis. Once you Mafrish, you'll give it to the coin tomorrow. You don't have to give it today, give it next week. So what's over here by Zorah Chayim HaKeva? You're not allowed to eat the Ashech the Behema. So you're not allowed to eat the flesh until you give away the Zorah Chayim HaKeva. No, you don't have to give it away. You know, you're going to say you're not allowed to eat the flesh of the Behema until you're mafrish the Zorah. There's nothing to be mafrish. It's mufrish for Yaimei. So there's a pasuk in Yecheskel HaNavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the Nevuah he should eat disgusting food. The whole parsha in Yecheskel. So Yecheskel pleads about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanis on me. Nevele treifa lo yachalti. I never ate any treifa food. And he says, besar pigo lo nichnas lepi. So the Gemara says, what do you mean nevele treifa lo yachalti? Nobody eats. The religious Jews don't eat nevele treifa. So the Gemara says, no, he never did this. He was machmer. Behem shahar b'chocham. Then what did he mean? What did Yecheskel mean when he said, besar pigo lo nichnas lepi? So one Tana says he never ate the behema before he was mafrish to Zorah Chayim HaKeva. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that's a chumrah. That's a midas chasid. There's nothing to be mafrish. You can't say you're not allowed to eat the flesh till you give away the Zorah Chayim HaKeva. Why? Even if it would be tevil. Once you mafrish Trum Samasi, you're allowed to eat the chulam misukanim. So what over here? There's nothing to be mafresh. So we pass kind of over there. Simen samachalaf. The simen about zorah chayim v'akeva. So it says mikra din you're permitted to eat the flesh of the behemah even before you mafresh the zorah chayim. There's nothing to be mafresh. Nothing to be koreshem. It's mufresh v'yamin. So that's what the Tosa says here. That this gemara that says matana shalohum kamisha humer damyan happens to be talking about zorah chayim v'akeva. Here there never was a machlokes. Not shach to have a machlokes over here. It's mufresh v'yomet. If the person who's shechting the behema, before he shechts the behema, is going to give the behema to the kohen and say, you be kohen at the Zorah Chayim HaKeva, and then the kohen gives it back, and he still didn't shecht it. So that's not, you're not going to say matonish l'hurmu. Tosfos said, that's like a mafresh chalasa kemach in Yeridei, it says. Like a mafresh chalasa kemach leyasa v'lakum. If you mafresh chala before you did nesinas amayim, before you made it into alisha, so the whole hafrosha is not chal. So if the Yisrael who's about to shech the behemoth tells the kohen, I want to give you a zorah chayav, pick it up and be kohen now. No one's going to say, Matan Rishonim Kamisha Humer Damir over there. There's no Chiyav HaPrasha till after you shecht it. And once he shechted it already, and then he gives the whole behemoth to the Kohen. So everybody agrees, it's Bufrish V'yayimet. There's no... And Shulchan Aruch, they say, it's Amidus Chasidus, you should separate the Zolach HaYayim V'akeva before you eat the rest of the flesh. But Mikra Adin, it doesn't make sense. Mikra Adin, there is no Kriya Hashem on Zolach HaYayim V'akeva. So these are two very famous topics. The topic of Makori Kohuna, and the Dion, whether it applies to Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Geveger thinks that it does not apply to Pidyon HaBen. So that's room to discuss. Would it make a difference for the whole like Rashi or like Tesis, whether it should apply to Pidyon HaBen? Could be that L'chol HaDeis and shouldn't apply, not like Rav Soloveitchik suggests. And then the other topic, Matan HaShulimit, that's a bigger topic, a big Shas topic, and with the fundamental machlaik is the Rambam and Tesis. I apologize that I said the Chabura earlier today because I'm supposed to give a Chabura to the Masmidim group now. Okay, but everyone should continue to learn. Okay.
Be back right on time.